Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, the time has just gone to 8:30 over the hour, 7. We are together till 8. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Can send us also your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. I thought I'd play the WhatsApps from last week, but hey, my ach is here. Professor is here. I don't need to. But others, I will play them, especially the WhatsApp that Bongani made also. I will also play it. But he can still send more because we said we are coming to part two, and then he said, I will also come to part two. Right, and of course, also the one that was sent by Elaine about part two of part two. Elaine, part two of part two B. That's Elaine there. Okay, Elaine. I'm very slow these days. I need to understand what you mean. Part two of part two B. Someone says, hello, Radio Pulpit. And we say, hello. And Elaine says, part two of part two B. All right. And of course, I will play what Elaine said last week, and provided she will also talk this week. And yes, there's quite a lot of things that were spoken in that program, in that show, even though we went on just for an hour. Remember, we went on just for an hour. We came in at 7 because the program had something else at 6. Mayaki, let me bring this to you. I am looking at, you know, and this I read also, Genesis chapter 3:13, and the Elohim said to the woman, what is it you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Sin is a culmination of deception. And anyone who commits, any one of us who commits sin, they are at the height of a satanic deception. Mayachi.
Mayachi, thank you. Happy to meet Professor Bison Davis. Welcome, Professor. Also, maybe before I continue to ask the question that was asked about the insemination, we can refer to the book of Genesis chapter 1 and how things must be fruitful and multiply. So there is a natural way. That's how Abba has created. So anything that is not according, it is a disorderliness. Therefore, it can be safely titled as sin as well. So these people are truly misleading us, you know. Also with the food, it's what they do. That's why we have genetically modified food today. And that is why people, many of people are so sick with so many diseases that are so-called incurable. I trust that at least the listener would be able to understand that.
Yes.
Ari, in what you're saying, Genesis 13, what is it that you've done? Ari, truly, it is important for us to go by the word.
Yeah.
It is important to be guided by the word as believers, because now the adversary will come and bring in, you know, things that are in the attractive and something closer to the word. When we look at chapter number 3 as well, he quotes the scripture. When he speaks to Hamashiach, he quotes the scripture. So you can see he has his agenda. That he comes as if he's the disciple of truth. He comes as if he's the one preaching the truth. But meanwhile, at the end of the day, behind everything, it has him written all over. It has to be about him being glorified, him being esteemed, him being worshipped. So now, it is what we need to be careful of, to say now, when it happens that we do these things, we ought to know, or we ought to be upright, because then what we want is for us to be removed from ways of falsehood.
Mm.
You know, to be able to can discern what is it that is of Abba and what is it that is not of Abba. So the wicked one will always now come, and at the end of the day, it's a trap that we will fall in, my app, and we end up sinning. So we ought to refrain from that. We ought to understand the word. We ought to trust in the word.
Mm.
And therefore, when we are trusting in the word and believing in the word, it is not easy for the wicked one, the devil, the adversary, Shatan, when he comes and he's knocking and he brings this thing, trying to twist it, then we are found to be upright. We are not moved, nor shaped, or are shaken. Therefore, sin cannot be able to culminate. You know, so there are thoughts that he puts as well in our minds.
Mm.
So we need to be very much careful of there's so much that we are exposed to. And these thoughts today, they will also come about movies, you know. Professor Bulu was speaking of something that is important, how we suddenly want to make an exit, an entry point, and it should just be okay,
mm.
you know. So now, and these things, they start, the influence, the seed is planted from movies that we watch. So when we watch movies today, there is no movie that does not esteem this LGBTQ AI plus in some way or another.
Mm.
There will be two women that are in a relationship, there will be two men, like, it's disorderliness, that because it's predictive programming. We have to get to a point where we see it fine, and we can be able to support it, and we can be able to defend it. So you'll find that even these people are everywhere. We go, we watch those, we see there's like a representative thereof. And, you know, it's fine, we will be enjoying because, hey, this guy has it, and he's a homo Nazi and whatnot. But unaware of what are we esteeming, you know, to us it may just seem like it's just a television show. But in our subconscious, this thing is registering. This thing is being programmed. And when I have an animal at school, there's now that type of education where things are pushing towards that direction. And it's that form or kind of education. Now, they start not knowing their identity. And they are being told as well, if you want to be a girl, you can be a girl. And you can just chop off your tool, you know. And there's no turning back in these things. There's no turning back. So it is important that we ensure that sin does not culminate, and so that come also, we don't find ourselves having crossed. I believe there's a line that we shouldn't cross, because maybe if we cross that line, there may not be any turning back whatsoever, because we may find ourselves so deep that, you know, it may be too much for us to bear. Halal.
Halal. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Hey, we are talking about sins of today. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And, of course, it happens at times that you would find people going on, man, going on and on and on. And doing whatever it is that is the Father, as we looked there, prohibits. You know, the Father prohibits such things. And that is where it said. Bongani had this to say last week.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The topic, sins of today. What was prophesied in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, are the sins which we are seeing today. The first sin, which started in heaven by Lucifer, who was the archangel of God, was pride. Pride, umuntu ge oy kukumezayo ge umuntu opageme, umuntu ke ofuna ukubukwa ke umuntu ke ozenza ke uNkulunkulu and believing in yourself and in your desires. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. The fear of the Lord is the hate evil, to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Nkulunkulu ke besho lokho. Ngafunda ke futhi ke na sesahlukweni Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7. Na ku James chapter 4 verse 6 to 7. Romans 12 verse 16. Be of same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associated with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Kubeke nesinyisono ke esomhobholo ke greed is grounded in excessive worldly desire. People become so insatiable that one is tempted to cheat, steal, defraud, and exploit the vulnerable in order to obtain more material goods that one actually needs. Namhlanje ke inkohlakalo ikhona ke ngenxa ke yabantu abengenelisekanga nobusela ke lobu buyenziwa ke yilokho ukuthi ke abantu abanelisekanga ke ngalokho ke abanakho incwadi ke 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9 to 10. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drowns men in destruction and perdition. 10. For the love of money is a root of all kind of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Tingafunda ke futhi na ku Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, Philippians 4 verse 6. Ngempela ke loku ke yiko kwenza ke abantu ke babe nomhobholo bagcine ke sebethanda ke imali babe ngamaqola ke benza ke ukukhohlakala. Abantu bathi money is the root of evil. iBhayibheli lithi The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Umuntu nje uma esethanda ke imali uwela ke esonweni wenza ke izinto ke eziningi ezizomwelisa ke esonweni. Angibonge ke ngoba isikhathi sifishane ke namhlanje siyoqhubeka ngayo next week. Angibonge, amen.
This is what he said this week. I'm waiting to hear him say more with the very aspect of the notion of, you know, the sins of today. Elaine said this.
For next week, Ruti Ray, I hope Bazalwani, all listeners would read and read again Numbers chapter 18. The book of Numbers chapter 18 and Hebrews chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 10, Numbers chapter 18 and the book of Hosea chapter 10. Let's read, reread so that when we flow next week, we just flow on the sins of today and actually show everyone precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, as to what are the sins of today all about. What is it that we are doing consciously, aware, whether we are aware or unaware, willingly? This gospel of grace, yes, it is the gospel of grace, but we twist it to mislead congregations, to mislead the children of the Most High, to mislead He alone, the Son of Man alone, went to the Holy of Holies once and for all. There is no pastor, no prophet, no apostle, no bishop. No one can consider himself to be in the position of the Son of the Most High. He alone went to the Holy of Holies. He alone was crucified on the cross. He alone showed us grace, or the Most High showed us grace through his Son, the only begotten of the Father. Whatever it is we choose to do in our private spaces, public spaces, let us never ever think that we can replace him. No pastor, no prophet, no bishop, I'll say that again. No one can replace him. The blood that was shed on Calvary, was for eternal life and for you and I to be delivered from eternal death.
That is Mashadi. Her other name is Elaine. That is Mashadi there. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. That is Mashadi there. Okay. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very aspect of sins, you know, of today that we see amongst ourselves, you know, sins of today that we see amongst ourselves. And why do we continue to see such when we say we are saved and born again, we have been renewed, and we're living lives that are full of the Father? Why do we see ourselves really going back to these things? Professor, let me bring this to you. The word says also, with regards to sin, in Genesis, and maybe this is still what the Father sees. Then the Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that word at the end there, continually. We see quite a lot of that, and a bit of a problem, isn't it?
A very big problem, my brother. Thank you again for this opportunity. I think we are growing to a stage where we are abusing the grace of God.
Mm.
Even when God has forgiven us the first time, forgiven us the second time, then we get to a point of abusing the grace of God. Just to reiterate on what Sister Mashadi was saying, that most of us, because we are not immediately punished for our sins that we commit, we end up thinking it is okay to do what I'm doing. And we are not aware that it is a strategy of the enemy to make us serve two gods. And we are freely doing that without us feeling any remorse. And this is what I'm looking at as the spirit of prostitution, even in the house of God. There is a lot of prostitution that is happening while you are serving God, you're serving the other gods. And we must remember, this is what the enemy wants. Remember when the devil said, I will also build my own throne. I will be like the Most High. And the plan there was that people will have a choice to either choose him or to choose God. And at that point in time, he didn't care whether they are totally detached from the Lord, but as long as he's going to disturb them and make them to serve him as well. So that's the spirit that the devil continues to plant in the hearts of men, the spirit of prostitution. So because we are not having any horns, there is no leprosy that comes into our body for our prostitution or harlotry that we do, we think it is okay, because the same grace that God blessed you with last year, you're still experiencing that. And we are not even aware that that grace is for those who are supposed to receive it, not for you. Because we don't see an immediate diminishing or reduction of the graces upon our lives. We think it is okay. And that's a spirit of prostitution. Up until we get caught, then that's when we think we can start repenting. So we don't repent up until someone looks at you and say you've done something wrong. So that coldness to sin, that numbness that the church has gotten to, is the sins of the day. And they have made us not to even see what we do wrong or right, because we've become numb to sin because of prostitution. So you can picture this between the couples, that up until someone is caught up in what they are doing, things are okay. So I have not seen up until someone catches me that I have sinned. So we have gotten perplexed and confused in the way we think, and we have been overtaken by all of these spirits.
Mm.
The next point that I would like to make, which is a spirit that has overtaken the church, is the spirit of Mammon. I think you mentioned that earlier on. This spirit has made us to seek for the things of God, not to seek for God. So if I could get this money, if I could get this fame, if I could get this thing, I don't care how I get it. As long as I get the things that God would give me without me accessing God, without me going to the Most High and say, Father, this is who I am, bless me with X, Y, Z. As long as I get it anyhow and I'm hiding in the house of God, I don't care how these things happen. So that the spirit of Mammon of serving two gods, whereas we need to be descriptive, we need to be isolated for God and only serve God and God alone. So this spirit of prostitution, the lust that we have, so we lust over the things of the world, we lust over what our neighbors have, we lust over the pride of life. I need to be known. I need to fit in. So the spirit of conformity becomes again the sins of the day. I will conform as long as it will benefit me, as long as I will be counted with them. So these are all the things that we must be aware of. That's spoken of Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the standards of the world. But we have conformed, and we think it's okay. And as long as we fit in, we qualify where we want to qualify, it is okay. These are all the sins that take God's people away from him. And the name of the Lord is losing its power. And even the position of the Most High is no longer that important in the church. He is the God of the church, but we have not made him, and we are no longer recognizing him as the Most High in his own house, because we have taken over the house of God to ourselves and our desires, the sins of today.
Philip Masango has sent a WhatsApp, and he says, good evening, Pastor Ray. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9 to 18, there's nothing new under the sun. These sins existed before this generation of ours. Let us remember the spirit of fallen angels are looming around, seeking the hosts in order to exercise their evil deeds. My question, Pastor Masango, is what do we do? Do we sit and say, oh, this is the occurrence that has been roller coasting for generations? But what should we do? And I looked at what the word was telling us to do. I looked into that. Job 36:10, I read it. The Father says, he commands that we turn from iniquity. Isaiah 1:16, cease to do evil. I looked into that also. I mean, we can say, all right, this has been happening. So, for generations, inhlala yenzeka so asigwinyeni itshe madoda. But in Job 11:14 says, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and would not let wickedness dwell in your tents, that's what we should do. It says that. It tells us that. We need to look into this very intently and be able to, you know, look into things in the proper way. You know, it's important that we look into that. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And Maureen.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray. Greetings to Abalaleli Be Radio Pulpit. I've just tuned in, Mina. Mina ngigcwele ini indumiso emlonyeni wami. Anginamazwi amaningi. I've just tuned in. Ukuthi nikhuluma ngani? What is it that you are the topic? What is it the topic? I don't know. But here is the song, Mina. Ehlele enhlizweni yami.
Ma'am Maureen, we will play that song. Let's dwell on the topic of what is actually taking place. Mashad, let me give this to you. Ma'am Maureen will play that song towards the end. I just want to hear the crux of the matter on this issue so that we don't become sidetracked. Just wait.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter. It's imperative that we talk about these things and that we should not be sidetracked somehow. Mashadi.
What a topic. And allow me, without a waste of time, and quote from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, and I will begin I'll read from verse 29, but maybe let me just start off with verse 26. And perhaps even before reading the text, let me just remind or use this opportunity to remind everyone on radio right now who's connected right now, who's tuned in, that he, Christ, was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed.
Yeah.
Still on the topic of the sins of today, then let's get straight to Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 26 to verse 31. And I'll read for ease of reference, particularly for those that are driving. And reads, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins." We know the text. We can quote that, but we don't understand or comprehend. "But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses." "Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?" It's a question. And usually we hear this false doctrine, which is one of the sins of today. And I'll talk about that in a few seconds. Let me just finish off from verse 30 going forward. It reads, "For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." We'll talk about the name, we'll talk about the son's name at a later time. But for now, just focusing on the sins of today, false doctrine is a sin of today. Big buildings, and I just don't even want to talk about that. I think we've covered that in detail some time ago. But there's one caller who made reference to a competitive spirit. But I want to talk about false doctrine that is in or amongst believers, that's practiced and considered as good doctrine or sound doctrine amongst believers, which is a false doctrine. A false doctrine that says the Most High dwells in temples, yet he does not dwell in temples made of hands. We covered that last week. False doctrine that still makes reference to a tabernacle that is made of hands, and yet Hebrews 8 verse 1 makes reference to the fact that Christ is the tabernacle, the minister of the true tabernacle and the sanctuary of the Most High, not erected by the hands of man.
Mm.
False doctrine in the sense that men and women consider themselves as serving the Most High while they preach from the pulpits. And they refer to the pulpits as sanctuaries or tabernacles, which is not true. It's just a pulpit. And if you want to get an understanding of why there was a pulpit in the Bible, you'll have to read just one verse in the book of Ezra. The man was apparently short and he needed to stand on something so that everyone else could see him.
Mm.
And that's the reason there was a pulpit. But we've made it a common practice. And if a building does not have what is could or could be considered as a pulpit, it may not be seen as a proper church based on the eyes of the flesh. And hence we are blind, yet we have eyes. A false doctrine that says if you don't talk to a man of God and therefore and not consider him as a man of God, you have sinned. Yet Christ created an opportunity for us to have direct access to the Most High. Now, someone will come up and say, and argue rather, and perhaps present or make a submission that says, you know, he himself, Christ, said, address a prophet in the name of a prophet so that you can receive a prophet's reward. Address a man or address a righteous man in the name of a righteous man so you can receive a righteous man's reward.
Mm.
And that is twisted to suit us.
Yeah.
And hence, I would always put emphasis, and I'll repeat it deliberately for purposes of reinforcement. I will repeat this to say, let your gift speak on your on behalf of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
You need to grab that mic, speak what he delivers in your spirit and through you as a vessel.
Mm.
Once you've delivered that, let men then say, what manner of man is this? Because that's what they said about Christ. And I'm repeating this deliberately. Now, given considering that fact, the false doctrine is the common sin today. Let me take you to the next step that says, well, where am I going with all this? A place that says, when Christ was crucified on the cross, on a tree, we'll debate the cross and the tree story at a later stage. When he was crucified on the tree, because cursed is he who hung on the tree.
Yeah.
When he was crucified on the tree, the veil in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary, was torn into two.
Mm.
It was torn into two while he was crucified on the tree. He was not crucified in the sanctuary. He was not crucified in the tabernacle. He was crucified on a tree. But the veil in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary, was torn into two. We need to preach Christ crucified. Yes, it is written, Paul says, that to the Jews, to the Greeks, it's foolishness. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. But to us, Christ is the power and the wisdom of the Most High. How do I know? It takes someone as simple as the centurion in the book of John, chapter, you know, John, in John, he says, Christ says, my sheep hear my voice and they will not listen to another or follow another. They know my voice. They hear my voice. They follow me. Now, the centurion understood the assignment, as we put it in today's terms. He understood the assignment. Hence, he said to him, just speak a word. But today, we don't ask him to speak a word through his word, whether it's through the Torah or whether the Old Testament, New Testament, through his word. It's called his word because he is the word. Instead of asking him to speak the word, we're looking for pastor. We're looking for prophet. We're looking for prophetess. We're looking for an apostle. We're looking for some bishop somewhere. None of all those will set you free. None of them will give you salvation. None of them will give you eternal life. None whatsoever can give you healing. None. He spoke his word and his people were healed. He spoke his word and through his, because his word is so powerful, people got healed. Now, the sin of today is that we've reduced him to 2 cents and two rand and tithe and offering and all this. When you offer, let it be a free will offering. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick, visit those that are in prison. That is the gospel. Now, given this good news, because that's the good news is Christ came and he died for us. He was crucified. He died for us so that we can have eternal life. But instead, I think one of the callers made reference to, what is this, private jets and you know, the branding that goes with it. Oh, my goodness. He did not call us to go tell people in crowds or in church buildings that we've been on holiday. My wife and I are going on holiday. My wife and I just arrived from holiday. Really, which verse is that? And hence, I will put emphasis on the text. Give me a scripture. Speak the word. Perverse.
That's it.
Where is it written that Paul went on holiday? If anything, Paul and other apostles suffered for preaching the gospel. Whereas when it comes to our the kind of doctrine that we teach and the gospel that we preach is the gospel that says you've got to live a soft life, you've got to live in an estate, you've got to have a bodyguard, you have to boast to the very people who gave you the money in the first place. Pastor stands on the pulpit and he boasts to crowds as to what kind of car he drives and what kind of cars his children drive. Truth be told, and I'll ask the same question that I asked last week. Truth be told, if we were to ask for the title deed, in whose name is the title deed? I'll hit a break right there. Pause. Yeah. In whose name is the title deed? Because all churches that belong to the, whether it's called the Anglican Church, belong to the Church of England. That's what the title deed would say.
Absolutely.
All churches which belong to the Roman Catholic space all belong to the Vatican. They belong to the Roman Catholic space, and that's that. That's what the title deed would say. Now, the church that I run, whether it's whatever's name, who started or who was the founder of whatever church. Now, if it's in my name, trust me, whether you like it or not, you're going to exalt me and extol me instead of exalting the founder and the head of the church. And that is the sin of today.
That is the sins of today, Mashadi. Thank you so much. And Pindile, what say you?
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the listeners and other pastors on the studio. Come on, Pindile.
Hi, Pindile.
The scene of today is to grieve the Holy Spirit. To Peter, be holy as I am holy. We can't run away to holiness, Pastor Ray. Purity is the one that is connected to Moyo Ngwele, is connected to Nkulunkulu. Singawaza mavesi, sasikonke bathi. Purity is number one. See obey. Singahambi ngokujwayela uNkulunkulu. These are the last days. You must be vigilant, Pastor Ray. Senze intando kaNkulunkulu. Silahle wonke amanyala nako konke ukuzenzisa. Simlalele umoya ongcwele. These nowadays, kuyayalwa, kuyakhuzwa, kodwa asilaleli. uNkulunkulu makasenze sibe neobedience spirit, sibebeli. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let us be obedient. Yeah, sibe nomoya uthi lapha umuntu 18 sifane nabantwana.
Yeah.
Uthi as long you must become like a little children in order to enter the kingdom of God. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Pindile. Maria there says, welcome back, Sister Mashadi. Goko Maria Ngwenya from Deep Kloof says, amen. And Baruti Baka, I am listening. Shalom. And says, thank you, Pastor Ray Lehodi, for the topic. Iron sharpens iron. May the Almighty Lord be praised. That is Goko Maria Ngwenya at Deep Kloof. DK. Babongan.
Sakubona ke mfundisi uRay nama guest yakho ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit izono ke sanamhlanje awu ave ziningi ke izono ke sizenzayo ke namhlanje emhlabeni isono yisono asikho ke isono esikhulu nesincane zonke izono ziyafana kunezono ke zomjolo nezono ke zokuthi ke abantu ke babe namaroloni babe ke nomakhwapheni ke beshadile nezono ke zokuthandana ke ngobobulili ke obubodwa sekungathi ke namhlanje ke ifashion ke lokhu ukuthandana ke ngobulili obodwa uthole ke izintokazi sezizenza ke izinsizwa igqoka njengezinsizwa zishaya namakhathi ke izinsizwa ke zihamba ke zibhampa ke njengezinsizwa manje ke nezinsizwa ke sezizenza ke izintokazi zikhulumiseke okwabantu besifazane zishaye ke ama makeup zisheke ke imizimba yazo kodwa ke uzobona ke ngama potrisi ke ukuthi hayi cha indoda ke le manje ke konke lokhu kungamanyala ke kuyisinengiso ke phambi kaNkulunkulu kube khona ke nezono ke sizenzayo ke emhlabeni ukudakwa ke sekuyifashion iqala ke kuphuza ke izingane ke ezincane ke zisesikolweni ema primary kuze ke kuyofika ke kubantu abadala nezidakamizwa ke zidliwa ke ema primary ema secondary nasemanyuvesi nakubantu ke abadala manje konke ke lokhu kuyizono ke esizenzayo ke namhlanje ke emhlabeni uma ngakwenzi ke lokhu ubukeka sengathi ke wena ke usemuva ke uyisiphukuphuku uyisilima ke wena kube khona ke zonke ke lezi zono ke mayifika ke kuthathwa ke kube yifashion ke lo njengama tattoo ithi i tattoo isono tattoos are popular than ever. God clearly forbids them in Leviticus 19:28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead or tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. Kusho uNkulunkulu. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 28, the prophets of Baal cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and laces until the blood gushed out on them. Jeremiah 16 verse 6, both the great and small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them. Cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 to 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of God and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Le mizimba ke ingeka uNkulunkulu akuyona yethu akubelanga ke sidlale ngayo sibe sisika. Our body is God's handwork. Ungakho sithi bawo singumsebenzi wezandla zakho ngempela ke sathungwa ke selukwa ke uNkulunkulu ezibelethweni zoma bethu, which is not to be disfigured. We don't have to modify our bodies to suit our desires without disfiguring the beauty of the human form as God made it. Namhlanje abantu benza ama plastic surgery abagcudiseki ngendlela ke uNkulunkulu obenze ngayo. Abanye ke mabe namacleavage amakhulu bafuna ukunciphisa babe namacleavage amancane, abanamacleavage amancane bafuna ukufakela ke babe namakhulu, abanama hips amancane bafuna ukufakelwa ama hips abe makhulu, njalo njalo. Konke lokhu kuyisono and futhi ke ukugcaba ke umzimba wakho kuyisono. Medical concerns, there are real health risks with tattoos. Don't take tattooing lightly. They have resulted in severe allergic reactions, infections, and site scars, and blood-borne diseases like hepatitis B and C. Tattooing deliberately opens skin and expose your blood to unknown bacteria. Tattoo parlors. Abangcwabi ke laba abangekho emthethweni bangcwaba ke izinto ke emizimbeni yethu, kungcwatshwa ke ama inki ke ngalama tattoos nalezi inkolo zabantu, kungcwatshwa ke imilotha ke uma begcwaba ke emizimbeni yabo. These are not medical clinics, these parlors. Although they are puncturing skin and exposing blood, please think before you bury ink or you bury imilotha ke emizimbeni. Kufaneleke ngicabange kahle. And futhi ke nokugembula kuyinto ke eyisono. Khona manje kugcwele ke amabhethi yonke indawo, abantu ke badlala ke amabhanoyi and amabhanoyi ayaphahlazeka, bafuna ukuba rich abantu ke kalula. Easy come, easy go. And ke kukhona uma ubheka ke emalokishini ke amamoli kugcwele ke amabhethi, uthole abantu besifazane nabantu besilisa bagcwele ke lapho. Abanye njengaseBraamfontein ngeke ngibona nje ibhethi ivulwa ke ngo-6 bahlale ilanga lonke elize liyoshona ke belokho bebheja ke lapho. Isono ke konke ke lokhu nokudlala ke ilotho. Nathi singabe singabazalwane siyasithathe ke sengathi ke izono ke ilaba ke abantu ke abafebayo ke abalanana ngokwecansi ke nalabo bobulilo bodwa. Nako lokhu ukugembula, sifunde ke Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10. He who loves silver, no, he who loves abundance with increase, this also is vanity. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Lokho kuzizela nje kalula, akusheshake kuphephuke njengomoya, kodwa ke lokho kusebenzeleke wadla ithukuthuku zamandla akho kuyahlala ke kube isibusiso. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Babongani, thank you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, we only left with 3 minutes, and let me give this to you, Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and then also Baruch Yah at Cape Town, to conclude. And then I will continue with this topic on the late night show on Friday, and I will be featuring Mulebo Hengrapetswa and put in also Mashadi there, and the comments that have been recorded by our guests, I will put them there. So you are going for an extra part three there. All right. Professor, let me start with you. Take your minute.
Thank you so much again. The last thing that I would like to say, which we would regard as the sin of the day, is self-derived righteousness, which is meant for self-gain. There is nobody who wants to hear somebody saying something in terms of correction, and we all want to be righteous, and we all do that for the self, for the sake of gain. So you can read 1 Kings 3:16, where these two women went into the king, and they were both harlots, but neither of them recognized her fault. In other words, these are things that you even see now. Nobody wants to obey, because they all think they are okay, they are right. So these are the things that we must look against. And again, when you look into 1 John, God says, if we say we don't have sin, we are lying, and you make God a liar. And if we could get into a recognition point that we need God all the time, we would be better off, and we'll be able to be corrected by the word of God. Thank you very much, Brother Ray.
Thank you so much, Professor Buyiso Ndezi from University of Johannesburg there. And of course, Mayaki in Cape Town, finally.
Quickly, Ma, thank you for the opportunity again. Looking at the book of Matthew chapter number 6, number 24, says, no one is able to serve two masters, for either you shall love one or despise another. And then also it goes on to speak about worrying. It says, because of this, all I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, what you drink, and about your body and what you shall put on. Because life, there's more to life than the food and the body, more than the clothing. And then at last it goes to say at the bottom, chapter number 32, it says, but seek first the reign of Elohim and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. Do not then worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow shall have its own worries. Each day has its own evils of itself. So worrying is one of the things that is constituted as sin, because it says that we don't get to trust our Heavenly Father. And that is one of the things that can be able to lead us to do wrong things. So, yeah, thank you, my ass. And thank you for contribution, Ntate Bongani.
Matsidiso ka dipotrisi, Ntate. Bari ha jaifa mola, abari sesi, bari patate mzimbo qinile. Professor ulahlekile akezwa nix yazi ama graduation day insimbi lezandla zisathi tinini la ekhanda hayi kunzima shema. Thank you so much. Next week let us talk about disfigurements of sin. So we are continuing with this series of sin. We will be touching on the disfigurements of sin. And of course, I believe that we really need to touch on this even far much more, you know, like never before. And it is always the Father who teaches us, and then through you, we learn so much, you know. And through you we grow. Mashadi, thank you so much. It is the Father who continues to teach us, and we learn so much through you. Professor, we learn so much through you that the Father is teaching. Mayaki, we learn so much through you that the Father is teaching. May the Father bless you. Thank you so much. All right. And of course, Have a great night. It's been great. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. From me, Ray, it's an honor always.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo 8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.